Live from downtown Bloomington, it's In the Zone with Dave and Glass
on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCO.
Welcome to a special edition of the In the Zone radio program here on Wednesday, February 7th, 2018. We're live tonight from Bobby's Colorado Steakhouse here in Bloomington as we will present the 2018 Monroe County Hall of Fame class announcement. Alongside Dave Novak, good evening, I'm Mike Glascott, and welcome to Bobby's Colorado Steakhouse. Big crowd on hand tonight for a big celebration. We've got some familiar faces in the crowd with us this evening.
Yeah, it's a great setting once again here, the Monroe County Hall of Fame. Been doing a great job now for 8 years, and we've got some of the class, or rather some of the board of directors in the house tonight. Lance and Missy Ringler are here, Ralph Siebold, Bob Hamill, Angelo Pizzo is here, Joe Smith joining us, and Dick Sparks back in the back also. So a great crowd here tonight, and of course we've got some of our inductees here tonight, and honored to be here myself, and I know you are also.
A very special evening, a tradition that Joe Smith has started, and we are going to continue, and Joe, as you mentioned, with us tonight. And we want to make sure this great tradition continues. And Dave Piller has been a big help. He serves on the board of directors along with Kit Klingelhofer. And they join us here on a Wednesday night as we get ready to hear the big announcement. But before we get things going, Dave, you're kind of newer to the group. Talk about the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, why you got involved, and what makes this group of people so special.
Well, it's outstanding. As far as being someone that loves both history and sports, to be a part of a group like this, I mean, you read the names. Dave did just a little bit ago. All of those folks are already in the Hall of Fame here. So great diversity in our community, representing high schools all the way back here in our city and in our county. And then just to have the opportunity to meet some of these folks has been really cool.
And Kit Klingelhofer as well. What are you, the president these days? For a guy that's retired, you sure have a lot of work that's going on.
No one else wanted it.
You know how it happens
when you get retired. Everybody comes out and says, I got a job for you. That's how it happened.
Well, we're glad you've taken it on, and you guys have put together another fantastic class that we'll talk about here in just a minute. But tonight is just the first step. Once we get the class put together, the six athletes, two coaches, one contributor, and one humanitarian, then the big night comes up in July. July 13th,
it's
Friday
the 13th. It's a lucky night for 10 folks here in our community. And so, yeah, July 13th, we'll be at the Monroe Convention Center, of course. And really one of the highlights of that event is the meet and greet that starts at 5:30. So just like tonight, free, open to the public. We'll have folks there, both past and present inductees, for autographs, for pictures. It's a great night to see some wonderful memorabilia. Really, again, goes back to the history of sports in Monroe County. So it's certainly a night that you want on your calendar, Friday, July 13th. You can go to the Hall of Fame's website. It's Monroe County, SHOF.org. Monroe County, SHOF.org. Tickets are already available. $50 for that night. Get you the dinner, get you the banquet. But a really wonderful night, Friday, July 13th at the Monroe Convention Center.
And all of that ticketing information and information about just about everything you can find at the website. So it's an exciting night to put this all together. And we want to get plenty of time to make sure we can recognize this class of 10 that will go in. But the class of 10 isn't new, but it is different from year one. Kit, talk about the first year, the inaugural year, 12 people went in. How did we get to the new format we're using now?
Well, actually, Glass, I wasn't on the board at the beginning, but I can fill you in a little bit of history. The board was actually founded in 2009, and it was the brainchild of Lynn Houser, former sports writer for the Bloomington Herald Times, and he went to a lot of people in the community who had sports connections, like Bob Hamill and like Joe Smith and Greer Warner and others, and they formed the first board, and it really took about a year to get organized as a board, and then the first induction class was in 2011, and actually it was 15 people that first year.
15, okay.
15 the first year, and every year since there has been 10. There was a combo 1 year with Doc and Marge Councilman, and there's actually a combo this year, which we'll get around to. So currently there are 76 members in the Hall of Fame, and at the end of the induction ceremony this year, there'll be 87.
And with that class growing and growing, do you see that same number being used year after year, or do some years you find more applicable applicants that you could fit in there?
Well, right now, according to our charter and according to our bylaws, we put in 10 people a year, and that's six athletes, two coaches, a contributor, and a humanitarian. I don't see that number changing either upward or downward There's been discussions through the years of what we should do, but amazingly, and I've said this for the last 4 or 5 years, it is amazing how many quality athletes and coaches have come through this county. You know, there are 7 Olympians already in this Athletic Hall of Fame, and the list of deserving candidates to go in does not get shorter. It actually gets longer. And so I think it's something that this county can be very, very proud of. And so from our perspective, at least in the foreseeable future, as we've talked about on the board, we suspect it will stay at 10 new members going in each year.
And we're not going to run out of people.
No, and that's the good news.
We are not going
to
run out of
people. Well, that brings us to the next point. If you have this many people to choose from, and the list keeps getting larger, tell everybody about the process of having to break it down and who's making those difficult final decisions, Kit.
Well, we have a 16-person board, and it's our board that makes the decisions. Anybody can nominate someone for the Hall of Fame. Anybody in the audience here tonight, anybody listening, if they have a deserving candidate, because we don't know them all, we've uncovered 3 or 4 just in the last 5 years who we think are deserving candidates. So we actually start the selection process in September. You know, our banquet is always in July. We kind of go over the banquet again and rehash whatever happened at the banquet and talk about some other items in August. And by the time we get to September, we start thinking about it. And then the actual process starts in October. And we try to have it done in December. So that takes 3 months. And I can tell you, any one of the board members, we have a list that we have in front of us, and they can nominate anybody. I think we started off originally this year with just someone throwing out names on that first night. I think we had 36 athletes on the list. And at that point, we whittled it down, and we got down to semifinalists. And in December, we were actually able to finalize the class. So every year, it's at least a 3-month process. Some years, it's gone into 4. So, and I will tell you, everybody, if you've got 16 people, there's going to be a lot of opinions. And some of the meetings are contentious a little bit, you know, because everybody does grill fall. And that's a great thing. But, you know, by the end of the night, by the end of December, everybody is in agreement that we are putting in what we feel to be, at that point in time, for that particular year, the 6 best athletes, the 2 best coaches, a humanitarian, and a contributor.
And without further ado, let's get to the fun stuff, shall we, Dave?
Let's do it. Let's hear the group.
Kit, let's start off with the 6 athletes that will be the class of 2018 for the Monroe County Hall of Fame.
Well, I'm very proud to announce, you know, this year's class, and so we'll do that. Our 6 athletes are as follows. Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan, Edgewood High School, volleyball and basketball. Ralph Essery, who played basketball at Bloomington High, an old-timer. Back in his last year was 1918, so 100 years ago, Ralph Essery. Will Fleming, Bloomington North, football and track. Randy May, wrestling at Bloomington South. Mark Smith, who played football at Bloomington North, later played at IU. And Whitney Thomas, who played basketball and volleyball at Bloomington North, later played at IU. And we'll get into some of these later about that, what else they contributed. But those are the 6 athletes. Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan, Ralph Essery, Will Fleming, Randy May, Mark Smith, and Whitney Thomas. So congratulations to those 6 athletes.
And the argument for these 6 athletes, obviously there's tremendous arguments and tremendous athletes, but these 6 in particular came to the forefront because of what factors in particular? We know they're great athletes and obviously Monroe County folks here, but what stood out to each of them to you?
Well, I mean, you can look at each one of them individually and what they did not only in high school, but I think in a lot of cases what they did beyond high school and what they were able to accomplish. And I think we look at a lot of them, obviously it's important what they did in high school, but it's their total body of work. Not only what they did while they were in high school here, but following their careers. A lot of them went on to collegiately, have great collegiate careers. Some went on to have professional careers. And again, I think, you know, I talk about this county, and I said it once before, we've been incredibly blessed in this county. The choices each year are extremely difficult, I will tell you that. It's not easy because there are just as another 6 could have easily been picked like this six was picked. But we felt that this six was the most deserving to go in this year.
And now when we talk about athletes, plenty of them to choose from. But in Monroe County, there's also no shortage of coaches to choose from. And we have two that are going in this year and every year. And Kit, the two coaches for 2018?
The two coaches for 2018, George Fielding, University High School, Bloomington North, basically basketball and golf. And John McNichols, who grew up in Edgewood, not grew up in Edgewood, but was in Ellettsville, but really blossomed, had an unbelievable coaching career at Indiana State University. 34-year career there coaching and unbelievable accolades, again, which we will talk about later on in the show. So the coaches this year, George Fielding and John McNichols.
And when you look at the coaches... When you look through the coaches, are you looking for coaches, obviously, John McNichols, you mentioned in Indiana State, you're looking for, obviously, a local connection, but it doesn't have to be a coach in the local area. It can be down the road. It can be cross-country. It can be someone, obviously, with a connection, but maybe made their name a little bit elsewhere.
Well, you know, they had to have some connection to Monroe County at some point in time, and I can give you a couple examples. John would be a perfect example. Was not necessarily a great, great athlete at Ellettsville, but what he went on to do as a coach – and didn't really coach a lot in this area, but what he did as a coach outside this area was fantastic. Somebody that's in the Hall of Fame already, Spider Miller, did not have roots in Bloomington, but his entire adult career has been spent in Bloomington, Indiana, and what he accomplished in golf, not only in the tournaments he won, and then going on to captain a Ryder Cup, Walker Cup team, which he's going to do for the second time this year. All his accomplishments through golf happened when he was in Monroe County. So there's got to be at least a connection to Monroe County, either as a student athlete or later in life.
And that brings us to our next segment, the contributors. We have one contributor and one humanitarian. But the humanitarian is a pair. We'll save that for the end. Our contributor this year, Kit?
Our contributor this year is Hobie Billingsley, and former diving coach at IU. And I'm sure most people would say, well, why wouldn't he go in the coaching category and whatever? Hobie has done so many great things in addition to his coaching and continues to do so today. He's 91 years old. He basically traveled the country last year giving speeches all over the country to youth kids and whatever about staying in athletics, staying drug-free, alcohol-free, things like that. He started diving camp again. We'll talk about those things later. But he goes in not as a coach but as a contributor for what he has done for kids, both in Monroe County and across the country.
And talk about that. Is it that contribution that you're looking for literally from your contributor? You're looking about their effect on the local area?
Well, we did. Yes, we are. For someone who's contributed to this community, and Hobie, I mean, Hobie literally did it around the world, but he certainly did it in this community to start off with. Absolutely.
Sure, we had Jerry Yeagley last year. Mm-hmm. And so, again, to separate his accomplishments from what he did at IU, not only that, but it's what I always say is he planted the seeds literally and figuratively for youth soccer in this community out at Carse Park. And so that's what we're looking for is people that have had a profound effect on sports at any level in our community.
And speaking of having a profound effect on our community, the humanitarians, plural, Kit, a pair of names that everybody will know and are very familiar in the Bloomington community. Go ahead and introduce our humanitarians.
Our humanitarians for this year been involved in this community with doing numerous causes for years and years and years, and we're very proud to have our humanitarians this year, Lloyd and Joan Alcott. Joan is with us tonight. She can't stay long, but she is here. They've had a tremendous impact on this community through various causes, various charities, whatever. Again, we'll talk about both of them a little bit later on, but really pleased, very proud to have this year is our humanitarians, Lloyd and Joan Alcott.
And that sets up our 10-person class for Friday, July 13th. The banquet will be at the Monroe Convention Center. You can go online to find your tickets at monroecountyshof.com. joseglass.org. Everything is right there for you. You can do it all securely online. There are also other ways to get involved with tickets. All that information you can find on the site as well. This time we'd like to speak to David Hayes. We'd like him to come up here, as David is one of our presenting sponsors for the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame and Comprehensive Financial Consultants. That bunch of do-gooders, they've had a hand in lots of things that go on here around town, and David has done a great job, Dr. Pillar, helping out with that. Talk about his contributions to the board.
Well, we really can't say enough about David Hayes and Comprehensive Financial Consultants stepping up right from the beginning to be a title sponsor for a lot of the things that we've been able to do. And again, a reminder about this, Glass, we talked about this morning and last week, in addition to not only having this and honoring our coaches and our athletes and our humanitarians and contributors, we're also helping students of today, and by providing some scholarship money to both Bloomington North, Bloomington South, and Edgewood, our three public county schools for that. And so the support that David Hayes brings to that and all of our advertisements. Eric Powell's here tonight from the Funeral Chapel. He's a silver sponsor, but getting a chance, David, why'd you get involved with this? What brought you on board?
Well, I love the community. I love the people. I love the history. My family's been in the area five generations. I love sports. I love the impact that sports had on myself and my identity growing up. So I just thought, why not? You know, why not? And I have really enjoyed getting to know a lot of the inductees. And, in fact, I knew many of them personally. I mean, from Jade Butcher through John Holmes through the Grossmans and Jennings Polly last year. So many of them I know personally. So it's just been a real joy. And then the last few years, as the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame gained its footing and became fiscally sound, right, Kit? The money that we've been able to give goes directly to the scholarships for the kids, which has been very, very rewarding. And I enjoy being part of it every single year and look forward to being part of it for the future.
And how big of a deal is it to give back to the community that's given so much to a lot of
these
people?
Well, I mean, you know, for
great.
Much that's given, much is expected, right? So we take that seriously. And growing up, I sure could have used a scholarship. I wasn't athletic enough to get one, although I did play football for 1 year thanks to a person here in the crowd that helped me learn how to ride the fullback through the hole before, you know, getting sacked or whatever happened to me. But I just think it's great that kids can come to the event, be recognized, get a few bucks to further their education.
Now, if you can't make the dinner, you can always contribute to this scholarship fund. Is that correct?
I'm sure you can. I'm not the pro on that, but I'm sure that you can probably get with this guy here, Kit, to figure that one out.
So people can always make a difference if they can't make it for the dinner or whatever else. They can find a way to make sure that their money gets into the right hands. Your hands usually put it in the right place. So that's
sometimes.
That's usually a good thing. David Hayes joining us from Comprehensive Financial Consultants. And as we get going, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to thank some of our sponsors who make our program possible. And when we come back, we will get to meet some of the people who will be inducted into the 2018 Monroe County Hall of Fame. Remember, the banquet coming up July 13th, Friday, 2018, the Monroe Convention Center. For more information, head to MonroeCountySHOF.org. You're listening to WGCL Radio and WGCL News Talk, 96.1 and AM 1370. Welcome back to Bobby's Colorado Steakhouse for the 2018 Monroe County Hall of Fame Announcement Night, a special edition of In the Zone, and we thank everyone for being with us. Alongside Dave Novak, Dr. Dave Pillar, and Kit Klingelhofer, I'm Mike Glascott. Don't forget the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame Banquet will come up Friday, July 13th. 5 o'clock is the meet and greet. It's free and open to the public. Tickets for dinner are $50. That includes the banquet. And you can find all your information at MonroeCountySHOF.org. Dave, we've been busy tonight. We've been rolling along. And now it's time to take a look at the inductees. And Kit, we'll start tonight with the humanitarians and some special people who are going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, again, the humanitarians are Lloyd and Joan Alcott. And we'll talk a little bit now as we go through about what they did to get inducted into Hall of Fame. Lloyd and Joan have had a hand in launching and continuing and contributing to Bloomington and Monroe County youth sports for years and years and years. Many people may not know that Lloyd was a basketball letterman at Butler under Tony Hinkle, and he officiated many sports and Was also 14 years on the City Park Board, and the duo helped broker a deal to donate property where now Winslow Sports Complex is. They have a city park named after them in this town, Alcott Park. Lloyd was also a member of the IU Chain Gang for many, many years. Joan still attends many countless IU athletic events, and she has been a real advocate in the cancer area. She's started the Center for Cancer and Breast Research and Education and has been really involved with Hoosiers Outrun Cancer. So what they have done for this community from a sports standpoint, from a health standpoint, more than deserving to be go in this year as our humanitarian.
The humanitarians, Lloyd and Joan Alcott. Now, when we take a look at the coaches, there's a couple we need to talk about. But before we get there, we'll start with the contributors. And, Dave, you asked earlier about Hobie Billingsley and why the contributor comes in. Mm-hmm. Well, and Hobie Billingsley is synonymous with world-class diving, world-class everything.
Well, as he mentioned, I mean, it could be in the coaches' section, certainly. No question about it.
You could put him almost anywhere. Kit, this one was almost too obvious.
we'll take a look, Lass. Hobie coached 115 national champions, 22 Big Ten champions, 3 Olympic champions, 4 Pan American Game champions, and 5 world champions.
We could do a whole show on Hobie.
That's right. And so, again, when you're talking about someone that's a coach, outstanding. But even beyond all of those things, again, 5-time Olympic coach. How about that? That's just amazing. But you go down to the fact that he's run diving camps for years and years and years. As Kit said, he's toured the country over the last couple of years. Sandy Searcy, who's on the board, obviously has an amazing background with swimming and diving in our community. And she just talks about how Hobie has dedicated his retirement years to going around talking to kids, talking to camps, talking to groups, talking to teams about not only the importance of sports in your life, but making good decisions.
Now, I didn't know about Hobie's heroes. Tell me about that. I should know more about that here, being in Bloomington as long as I've been.
And we're going to get to hear from Angelo Pizzo a little bit.
He can certainly jump the gun on that.
No, but anyway, but this documentary about him, I just talked a little bit about everything he's done. The documentary's been on PBS and on USA and Nickelodeon as well, but nominated for an Academy Award. Just, again, talking about how campers take on that experience of being away from home and trying to excel at a sport at the same time. So, again, when you talk about Hobie as a contributor, it's to the sport, but it's also to the whole child and to the whole athlete. And that's another really important part of why he was an easy choice for this.
And we're certainly seeing at IU the swimming and diving program continuing on. So he helped build a program that is absolutely built to last. And again, great contributions here to the Monroe County. Looking at the coaches, time to move on to our coaches. We've got a couple legendary coaches here in the area. Tell us a little bit first about John McNichols from over in Ellettsville.
Well, John McNichols, as I mentioned, played both football and track at Edgewood, but then he went on, coached 34 years at Indiana State, both men and women, cross country and track. And I want you to think about this when you talk. He coached 15 at Indiana State, 15 NCAA track champions, 113 All-Americans, and 186 NCAA qualifiers. His team's won 38 conference championships, and he was named 23 times the Mid-American Conference Coach of the Year. That's what he did in Indiana State, but also on the national stage. He was a meet official at the 1984 Olympics, the 1987 Pan American Games, and he was the head marshal at the 1996 Olympics. And going into the Monroe County Hall of Fame will only be his third Hall of Fame because he's already in the Indiana Track Coaches Hall of Fame and the Drake Relays Hall of Fame. Just an outstanding career.
Outstanding career. Another outstanding coach in the area, George Fielding from Bloomington North.
Well, George Fielding, it follows some other great North coaches. Ralph Siebold's here tonight, Ralph, and, of course, Tom McKinney, amongst others from North that have gone in. But George, first of all, for those of you that know him, is just an absolutely outstanding guy. I can't help but smile when I talk about George because just one of the great personalities of our community. But George coached both basketball and golf, and what's neat is he was the coached University High School to the school's second sectional championship in the last season at University High School. And then he also coached the first two sectionals at North High School in 1976-79. He was the coach for Hall of Famer and current NBA basketball coach Terry Stotts. And in addition to that, the golf side of things, George has also been a tremendous, tremendous contributor. City Golf Hall of Famer, back-to-back men's city champion here in the city of Bloomington. But George himself, a three-year letter winner at Eastern Illinois. And something else cool, George actually started girls golf at Bloomington High School North. And so, again, just like Coach McNichols, George is already in the City Golf Hall of Fame, and he is already in the Indiana High School Golf Coaches Hall of Fame as well. So we are thrilled to add John and George to the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame.
Weren't breaking any new barriers there, were we?
How about that? Girls golf and starting a brand new team, it's pretty cool.
It is, and that's how you get to be in this status, to make that big of a difference in our community. And without the coaches, you have obviously they have the athletes that go along with them. And the athletes will meet, some of them live right here in the room coming up in just a moment, but the ones that aren't with us tonight. Tell me about Mark Smith, Kit, Bloomington North High School, 1979 football player, lineman.
Mark Smith, defensive tackle, all-state lineman, and played in the North Indiana North-South Senior All-Star Game. Came to IU, four-year letterman, starting defensive tackle, was a co-captain in 1983. He also played on Indiana's first winning bowl game team, the 1979 Holiday Bowl win over Brigham Young. And then he played in two All-Star games after that. Neither one of them are still in existence. Well, one of them is not in existence, the Blue-Gray game. But the Senior Bowl, he also participated in that game, which is considered the probably the coup de crew of the All-Star games. Then he was drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals, did not play in the NFL, but did play 7 years in the United States Football League. So a pro career, a college career, and a high school career, and excelled on all three levels.
And another sport being represented among our athletes, and there's been some great, great wrestlers over the years here in Bloomington and Ellettsville. But Randy May, 1976 grad of Bloomington South, a wrestler.
We talk about this all the time, that it's you could put multiple wrestlers into this Hall of Fame class every single year. The wrestling tradition here in Monroe County is absolutely outstanding. I want to talk about Randy May, three-time state wrestling champion in the 98-pound, 105-pound, and 112-pound weight classes. Then how about this? From 1974 to 1976, his junior and senior years at Bloomington High School South, undefeated, 55-0 at Bloomington South. So absolutely incredible. Indiana Wrestling Coaches Hall of Fame as well. But Randy May is very, very deserving to be in our Hall of Fame.
And the one that that stands out a little bit simply from the standpoint of it's not necessarily the modern era here, Ralph Essery, 19, we saw 18 here is how it's listed in our list, but obviously that's
1918. Yeah.
You know, it's intriguing to me how you find all the information going back that far on a guy like Ralph Essery, but please tell us a little bit about Ralph at Bloomington High.
Well, you know, one of the things I'm really proud that we've done is we have taken a hard look at some athletes who, quite frankly, if we'd had this Hall of Fame 8 years ago, they'd be no-brainers mm-hmm. to go in the Hall of Fame. You know, when they would have gone in probably as soon as they're eligible. We've been able to go in and do some research and find some nuggets on some of these old-timers who did excel in their playing days. And Ralph Essery is one of them. Played at Bloomington High School, excuse me, not Bloomington South. He was the second winner of the prestigious state tournament Gimble Award, which is now the Trester Award for mental attitude. And, of course, anybody that's followed Indiana basketball down through the years, high school basketball, knows all about the Trester Award. He won that in 100 years ago in this year. Took Bloomington South, led them to the Final Eight 1 year, the Final Four 1 year, lettered in basketball at IU. Bloomington High School at one point discontinued football, and he became their first coach when they resumed the sport in 1923, and he also coached basketball at Bloomington High. So joined the faculty at IU in 25, actually coached tennis at IU for 3 years, 1931 to 33. Kind of an all-around guy.
Oh, it sounds
like all-around guy.
Did they have 28 hours in the day back then?
And well, not only that, he was a distinguished IU geology professor for 42 years. So just to top it all off.
Well, he deserves to be
in
your hall.
In his spare time,
right?
My goodness.
And that's what it takes, folks. So aim high to be in that. And now we're joined by some of our inductees who are going to be live with us tonight. And one of my favorite people is Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us. Last time I saw you was about, I don't know, a couple days ago on the internet, and you were in the College of Charleston Hall of Fame induction ceremony. This is going to be old hat for you.
Well, it never gets old hat. Yeah, it was a great ceremony. It was so nice to go back to Charleston, where we had a great 4 years when I was coaching down there, and see a lot of former players and a lot of people I worked with. So it was a really great celebration.
And how about the honor of becoming a Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame
member? This is where I grew up, so it's really special to me. Bill Atkinson, my high school basketball coach, is here, and so to have him still around, and so many people that, you know, were so instrumental in what I did, is still so special to me.
Now, did you get a call, an email? How does this work?
Coach Atkinson called me.
Said, hey, yeah, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Talk about how Edgewood shaped your life, Ellettsville shaped your life, and obviously player, coach, the relationship you've had with coaches, and then that relationship you gave back as a coach.
Yeah, I mean, Edgewood was the perfect fit for me. It was a little smaller than Bloomington North or Bloomington South. Still, you know, I mean, to have Bill still be around so much, used to come to all the IU practices, and we called him the Shag Daddy, you know. But, you know, even so many of my teachers, when I lived out in San Francisco coaching, a couple of them would come out and visit. You know, so just that type of small town for me was exactly the right fit. Because it just so personal with the teachers and coaches and everything. And I was just given so much. And so coaching to me was kind of a natural to go into that field and give back, you know, what I was given. So I've 25 years of coaching, and it was absolutely fantastic for me.
More fun playing, more fun coaching?
Playing. Coaching's very, very stressful. Yeah. Playing, you just go out and play. You know, I mean, you don't think so much. You're just competing. Coaching is a lot of strategy and a lot of stress and a feeling of helplessness at times.
But the relationships you built with your kids over the years, you wouldn't trade them for anything?
Nothing. Yeah, still this Friday I'm flying out to Texas to see a couple former players, and I talk to someone every day that I coached, and that's more meaningful than any win I'll ever have coaching.
Now, Kit, you better have a big table ready for July 13th when we bring them all in and get them going.
Would love it, yeah. Yeah, Charleston was special because we had about 11 players fly in for that I'd coached over those 4 years, and that was better than anything for me.
Well, we'll see you on Friday the 13th.
Awesome.
And usually you don't want to say that, but this is a good time to say it on Friday the 13th.
Absolutely, we'll take it.
Sherry Dunbar-Kurzan, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick timeout, and when we come back, we'll meet a couple more of our inductees. We'll do that in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the 2018 Monroe County Hall of Fame class announcement on WGCL.
Why not call the agent more Bloomington homeowners hire when they need to sell their home? Juan Carlos Carrasquel of the JuanSells.com Realty Company. Folks, call Juan first. He has buyers lined up right now to come and see your home. Hi, this is Mike Glasscott. Did you have your house for sale this last year and it didn't sell? Well, Juan helps people like you all the time. Sharon and Philip, they went to Juan after another agent couldn't get their South Dunn Street home sold. Juan kicked in his aggressive marketing system and was able to sell their house for the full list price of $450,000. Juan agrees to sell your home at a price and deadline you agree to, or he'll have it bought for cash. And working with Juan, it doesn't obligate you to anything. If he's not doing his job, he'll let you out of your contract free and clear. But Juan does the work. He does sell homes quickly, and he sells them for top dollar. So why not get your home sold guaranteed? Call Juan Carlos Carrasquel today, 812-369-0785, online, JuanSells.com. That's JuanSells.com. Call today and get your home sold.
WGCL is your leader for Monroe County High School sports coverage. Listen for the game of the week beginning at 7 p.m. every Friday night. Monroe County High School sports on WGCL is proudly brought to you by
South Central Oral Surgery, Advanced Auto Care, Eye Center of Southern Indiana, and Jim Stafford Remax Acclaimed Property.
Join Monroe County's number one high school sports team each week. Mike Glasscott, John Callahan, Dave Novak, Terry Stoltz, and Joe Smith, streaming online at WGCLradio.com.
Now at Menards. Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. So stop in and get big savings on everything you need. Whether it's a new garage or a new basement, you'll save 11% on all of it. So create a new kitchen, remodel your bathroom, or insulate your attic, because you'll save 11% on everything to make it happen. Now's the perfect time to finish those projects and get ready for the next big thing. The bigger the project, the bigger the savings. There's no limit to how much you can save with 11% off everything now at Menards. But hurry, it's only here until February 10th. So stop in today and save big money at Menards. 11% savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Live from downtown Bloomington, it's In the Zone with Dave and Glass.
On News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCO.
Welcome back to Bobby's Colorado Steakhouse. It's the 2018 Monroe County Hall of Fame Class Announcement Night. Along with Dave Novak, I'm Mike Glasgow, Dr. Dave Piller, Kit Klingelhofer joining us, as are two inductees coming up in July. And we welcome Will Fleming to the program tonight. Will, congratulations. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much. I'm really excited to be here. This is going to be a fun, it's a fun evening and excited for July.
Excellent. Now, how many Hall of Fames are you in?
This would be my first major one. I mean, my growing up, I'd always loved the Wall of Fame over at Bloomington.
Right.
So that's not an official one, but
You've done plenty to be on that Wall of Fame.
Yeah. So I was real excited to get on that when they just plop my picture on there one time. So this is going to be even better.
And talk about when you played in your day and how you guys trained and how you got after. What made you successful and what made you get to that championship level?
Yeah. So being an athlete at Bloomington North and playing football and doing track and field, I'm not very tall and I wasn't very big in high school. So I really fell in love with like training and the whole aspect of if I go work harder, I'll get better. And I love that. And that's what ultimately helped me become a good football player, good track and field athlete at North. And I love track and field in that aspect because it was, you know, if I worked hard, you know, it would go farther. The shot put would go farther. The discus would go farther. So it was really, really simple. It's like what you put in, what you got out. And so that's what really drew me to that sport in particular.
You see combos like that, you know, not infrequently, but they're very different in how you prepare because one's very much the team sport and one's very much you having to concentrate on your form and your lifting and what you do for track. So talk about the differences between the two and which did you like better?
Yeah. When I was growing up, that North as a football program, we were not particularly good at the time. So we were, you know, it was what I got to put in. I got to see fruits because it was bringing other people into the fold and they were starting to train better and train harder and all that kind of stuff. So I really enjoyed that side of things. I always felt myself more attracted to track and field, which is why I pursued it in college. And that was just because it was such an individual thing, and I always knew I was going to be shorter and smaller. I was the shortest and smallest state champion in the shot put when I was in high school. So that was, you know, I always could see myself beating bigger, stronger people if I could perceive that I was working harder than them.
And talking about multi-sport athletes, Whitney Thomas is with us tonight.
Thank you.
You hear about today's day and age, specialize in this, do this. Will, you didn't do that. You surely didn't do it. What is your message to those people out there?
You know, I first of all, I'm honored to be in the room right now. This is an amazing opportunity, and people are here. What a wonderful opportunity. You know, back when I was in school, we were able to play multiple sports, and I hope people can continue to do that. You know, it's nice that he played multiple sports, and I did, and I think that gives you a full experience.
And even talk about your college career, because I got to know you when I was with volleyball and Coach Dunbar. You guys were together, but it was basketball first.
Yeah, so I played 4 years of basketball, and then Coach Dunbar got together with my college coach for basketball and decided that maybe I should give volleyball a shot. So, you know, I said, why not? And I was very, very thankful for that opportunity.
Well, this one's real special for me because Whitney has persevered and getting past being a former student of mine. So Whitney was in several classes with me at Bloomington North, and I just couldn't be more proud of you. You've always been so special, and I think one of the things that helped make you just so special was your family and your mom and dad. I mean, two of the greatest people. And how about your brother, Kyle Thomas, a standout football player at North and then went on to IU. What has your family meant to you in athletics?
You know, I would not be here today without my family. We are a very close-knit, tight family. We all live here in Bloomington. My parents, my brother, they live two doors down from each other, and that kind of says, you know, the type of family that we are. And we've really supported each other along the way, and I'm so very thankful for them.
Well,
so,
fantastic people. And
Kit, just, you better get another big table for this banquet because you've got a couple more here.
Absolutely.
And the local folks to do that will take a Will Fleming and Whitney Thomas, congratulations. We can't wait to hear your speeches coming up on July 13th at Monroe Convention Center. That will be banquet night. You can find more information at MonroeCountySHOF.org.
Well, and Glass, we want to mention before Will steps away, congratulations on the family. Will's new father again this weekend. So congratulations on adding a son to the family. That's awesome.
The next state champion in waiting. We'll take a 60-second break, and when we come back, we've got a special end of the program for you. We'll save that for when we return. You're listening to the 2018 Monroe County Hall of Fame class announcement at Bobby's Colorado Steakhouse on WGCL.
Isn't it nice when you're ready to purchase something and you go into a store and everything goes smoothly? It will go smoothly when you shop Thompson Furniture, starting when you walk into their well-stocked showroom and see a large assortment of well-priced furniture. Furniture that is hand-picked to be the best values, and you feel comfortable because they only select and display the best values the home furnishings industry has to offer. If you need help, their staff is ready, but you're always free to browse at your own pace. For a limited time, Thompson Furniture has clearance prices on a wide assortment of sofas, sectionals, dining sets, and mattresses, all backed by a strong warranty. Thompson Furniture is offering free financing, and layaway is available. After the purchase, you'll receive fast, courteous delivery complete with setup. These are but a few of the reasons why you'll want to shop Thompson Furniture. Now more than ever, shop Thompson first, shop Thompson last, but you must shop Thompson before you buy. You'll pocket the difference. Visit Thompson Furniture on Bloomington's North Side.
Live from downtown Bloomington, it's In the Zone with Dave and Glass
on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.
Welcome back to Bobby's Colorado Steakhouse. A big thanks to Chase and the gang and Steve for helping us out tonight, getting us set up for the 2018 Monroe County Hall of Fame class announcement. Don't forget the banquet, Friday the 13th, July 13th, 5 o'clock for the free meet and greet. Tickets for dinner and the banquet are $50, and you can find more information at MonroeCountySHOF.org. Along with Dave Novak, Dr. Dave Piller, and Kit Klingelhofer, we're wrapping things up here on a Wednesday night. And Dr. Piller, we've got a very special guest to close
great way to wrap up tonight. It again talks a little bit about the history of sports in Monroe County and someone that knows it, understands it, and certainly appreciates it. He is in the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame as a contributor, and that's Angelo Pizzo. Angelo, thanks for being here tonight. Really appreciate you joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So one of the things that I really appreciated in your speech a couple years ago was talking about how you watched as a fan when you were in school and kind of what this county and what all the schools meant to you. Can you talk a little bit about that and why you've stayed with this for so long, being involved?
Well, sure. I mean, I fell in love with sports very early. And unfortunately, I wasn't a great athlete. So I did a lot of projecting onto the real athletes and the real heroes. And Bloomington High School and University High School were the two high schools when I grew up. And they had some significant teams, including one with this gentleman, Dick Sparks, was on, the Bloomington High School team in 1961, I think it was. And he was one of my heroes. So when I first saw the Monroe County Hall of Fame coming into existence and honoring some of the people that were so special to me when I was growing up, it was immediately relatable and meaningful. And so when I was chosen to be part of it, it was very special in that regard.
Right. We all know Angelo, of course, from Hoosiers, from Rudy, and from so many other projects he's been a part of. And as a storyteller, that's probably one of my favorite things about this whole organization is all of the stories that everyone has. And, you know, you told your own story as far as growing up here in Bloomington and as a fan and as an IU fan now still today. And just why'd you stay in Bloomington? Sports had to be a part of that to some extent, right?
Well, actually, I spent the first 22 years of my life here.
Right. That,
when I went to grad school at USC, I stayed out there for 30 years. So when I moved back here,
right.
It was really in part. There were many factors, but one of the factors was to be close to IU sports again, you know. And, you know, I followed it religiously. I even got a subscription to the Herald Times or the Herald Telephone, it was called, just to read Bob Hamill's articles.
Bob's happy back there in the back.
In during those special years when Coach Knight was here, 75, 74 through the time I came back and in 2002. So I never escaped it. It was always part of my life.
That's great. Great stories. And again, I think that's what we want to celebrate here tonight. And certainly July 13th is the stories and the history and all of these people that have made Monroe County truly a standout community for sports.
Angela, do you think sports still has that magic that grabbed you when you were as a kid, or do you think it's kind of jaded in this day and age, or does it still have that purity that the people still like to see?
It depends on your perspective, and also depends on what you tap into when you're experiencing rooting for your own team. For example, when I was in that assembly hall on Saturday night, Indiana's going toe-to-toe with a team as talented as Michigan State, I'm 6 years old again. You know, I feel the same connection I had with that team that I had when I was a young boy. So, yeah, I think if you – it can be jaded. There's all sorts of reason to become jaded. But if you're a true sports fan, I think you find something in yourself that still connects.
Thank you for your time tonight.
You're welcome.
Very much. Angelo Pizzo, ladies and gentlemen. As we wrap up here on a Wednesday night, we'd like to thank all of our folks in attendance that makes all of this possible.
Board of director members who are showed up tonight, we really appreciate. Angelo Pizzo, of course, Joe Smith, Bob Hamill, Ralph Siebold, Lance and Missy Ringler, Dick Sparks, missed Greer Warner the first time around. So we saw Greer in the crowd also. So thank you.
He'll
and thank
arm
you for
wrestle,
letting
yeah.
us be part of it. We appreciate
He'll arm
it.
Wrestle. And thank you to everybody involved with the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, keeping a fantastic tradition alive, hearing the stories about our county, preserving what these great athletes, coaches, and contributors have done. You'll learn more about them. Tonight was just a teaser. Join us Friday the 13th, July 13th, the Monroe Convention Center. Learn more at monroecountyshof.org. For Kit Klingelhofer, Dr. Dave Piller, and Dave Novak, I'm Mike Glasscott. Have a great night. Thanks for listening to WGCL.
Hi, this